Just another thought related to the Kasha Rabbeinu Yonah that we brought in on the Girsa of Rashi and the Peshat of Rashi, and just sort of segue it tomorrow, Mr. Shem, into the Tosafin, and introduce the Inyan of Yored a little bit more, and what will come out in Tosafin. And hopefully it will put in perspective a lot of the diyukim that we've been making already in the sugya. The question Rabbeinu Yonah posed on Rashi, and this is really why the Gaonim preferred their Girsa in the Gemara to that Girsa of Rashi. The Gemara ultimately comes with a nafgamina between Rav Yossi and the Tanakama in the Mishnah within the Shita of Chiya Bar Rav. Chiya Bar Rav is the one who said that within Rav Yossi, Hakol Lefi Mashigada, Hakol doesn't mean Lefi Mashigada, as Rav Huna said, but rather Dmei Kana Bezol. So again, Rav Yossi said, Amad V'gadar Servis, Megalim of Sakol, not the sheer Hotzos of the Makif, let's say, assuming now that it's the Makif that did it. But it's not going to be the stones that he has to pay for, only Dmei Kana. So the Gemara asks, what's the Nafkamina therefore Tanakama and Rav Yossi? Shouldn't that sound like they're saying the same thing? Because now we're assuming Loshna Amad Nikif, Loshna Amad Makif. And according to Tanakam, it's mashma that if you have the fourth wall being built by the Makif, then he will have to pay, and Rosh holds the same thing. Amad Nikif, Amad Makif, the same thing. So the Gemara gave first an afkamina regarding maybe the Tanakam requires even less that the Nikif pays. He'll only have to pay Agar Natira rather than Mekanin. Second afkamina, since the Gemara is whether he has to pay for the first three, and that so far we all have only the Pshat of Rashi, we have to see other Pshatim, because of Kamdina, we explained the Gemara in Yivamis, Kamdina versus Hadadina, that's the Machokas. Now comes the third Ibayis Ema. Again, it's only one in the Gemara, the Shai was what the Girsa is. And the Girsa that Rashi has is Ibayis Ema, Makiv Nikav Ika Beinayu. That means that one of these Manda Amrim is Machayiv, also by Amad Makif, and the other one is only by Amad Nikif. So Rashi learns that what's changing here is Rabbi Yossi. When he initially quoted Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara said, Loshna Amad Nikif, Loshna Amad Makif. Rabbi Yossi spoke about the Nikif, Rashi the Girsa was Nikif, but who Adin Makif? That changes right now. So according to the Tanakama, Amad Makif is the same as Amad Nikif, both cases. Megalgin alav es hakol, so to speak, meaning to say that he'll have to pay. Now, l'chore, how much will he have to pay? How much? What? Dmei kanim. That's according to the Tanakama. Rav Yossi holds dmei kanim bezol, but only be amad nikif. This is Rashi. I'm sorry, according to the Tanakama, both cases, Amad Makif and Amad Nikif, is Chai, Rav Yossi only Amad Nikif is Chai. For sure in Rav Yossi, right? The Shita Rav Yossi is for sure going to be Nekan, that's Chai Barach spoke about. Tanakama he didn't speak about, so let's leave that, okay? We don't know for sure. So that's why I see a friend was shaking his head. We don't know the Tanakama, right? Chai Barach spoke about Rav Yossi. But here's the problem. How could Rabbi Yossi say, Amad Nikif and only Amad Nikif pays? Why is Amad Nikif different than Amad Makif, says the Gemara? Because Goli Daita de Nichale. And Goli Daita Nichale Chura is clearly a suggestion that Goli Daita Nichale in what? In what he made. What did he do? He made Avonin. He finished up the fourth wall. The three walls were made of stone, so he made the fourth wall of stone. So the goy that the nichalei should l'chura by definition require him to pay the shear of avanim, and his nichalei should pay it's a call of avanim, and chibraps is only to make kanim. That's the problem. What does the Tanakama hold? Only even on Makif is also chayiv. Well, Rabbi Yossi held of Amad Makif, but pashtus the way that it sounds from Ben Yonah, and we'll see the Tosafos in Hamad Aleph, nothing. And the Girsa Gemara is not clear because in this part it doesn't say. But there was a girsa that he would pay for the fourth wall. We'll have to go into that separately. So let's leave that out. Okay, but our problem is specifically within girsas Rashi, according to Rav Yossi, Amad Nikif, how can you pay for everything if it's a gilui and only he paid to make kind of bezol? How do you have it both ways? If you're paying for everything because of gilui das, it should have to be according to what the stone, what stones are, because that's what he was megala das. That's our problem. To put it in more specific terms of the sugya bava kama, where else do we see the Gemara learning pshat in Rabbi Yossi that way, like the Gemara saying over here, that only Amad Nikif and Amad Makif? Where do we see that? Bava kama. The Gemara had a kasha from here. You see, Zenen of Zelo Chaser is Pater. That's why Amad Makif is Pater. The Gemara says, no, Shaini Hassam, what he says, Nichali Benatir Bazuza. So that's really why he's Pater by Amad Makif. And Amad Nikif is Chayv. Even though you have this svar of, I'm happy with just Natir Bazuza. Okay, so but Lamaisa, why is Amad Nikif Chayv? Because here he's showing he's not, he wants more. He wants to have more than just Natir Bazuza. So why is he only paying Mekana? That's our question. What's the benefit of the other girsa? The Gaonim? They flipped it. They had the girsa in the Gemara, or the girsa that we have initially, or, again, the question of Amad Makif, the fourth wall, we're not sure about, but let's just say for sure that who is the one that's Mechayiv only by Amad Nikif? Who's that? Nil Chevra, who's that? The reverse of Rashi, the first few lines of the Gemara. Who is it? Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi is arguing by including Amad Makif as well. For sure they were Goris Amad, not Amad Nikif. That's for sure. That's a given. But that's how they read it. Why is this kasha not applied to them? Simple. Because Chiya Barav was speaking to Rabbi Yossi. Not the Tanakam. Okay. So, Tanakama, in a chinam. The case would be, you'd have to pay.
Mashgada.
What?
Mashgada.
Rabbi Yossi, you paid Mekanin. Rabbi Yossi said, Amad Makib is chayev too. Now, what I was sort of not sure about, if to go back to Lasha Binu Yon again, maybe I wasn't correct. We'll have to know, what did he mean, according to Rabbi Yossi, by Amad Nikif? He's saying, so now it's good. Why is it good? Because now Chiya Barav said, the Mekanim in Rabbi Yossi. But the Tanakama, who's Mechayiv, only by Amad Nikif, how much we have to pay Mashigada? Okay, fine. And Rabbi Yossi's case of Amad Nikif, which is also Chayiv, would that also be Mashigada, like the Tanakama? I, Chiya Barav, said in Rabbi Yossi to make Kanim, he meant to make Kanim in Rabbi Yossi in the case of Amad Nikif. The Lasha Ben Yon is Mashma more that way. One could have said that he doesn't subscribe to the Svara of Gili Das, let's say. So maybe fame, it's all the same, at least in this regard. Okay, but I'm not sure, 100%. The Rinyon is mashma that maybe Rabbi Yossi too would pay to me avonim. Why is this relevant? Because the Gemara Bava Kama says that Rabbi Yossi is only mechayev by Amad Nikif. And for that, the svar is going to have to be because of Gili Das. So if you follow the trail of Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're chayiv because of nichale, gali dat to nichale, then you have to pay how much? You have to pay. Kamashigada. Okay, so l'chor, what that's going to have to mean is that sugi. This is l'chor. I spell it out. Think it comes out from Binu Yonah that the Gaonim are going to say that sugi is not square with our sugya, and that sugya follows the shita of who?
Rafuna.
Okay, that's the cheshbon that we made. Just the connecting the dots. Okay. Now let's try to focus on Rashi. What's the answer for Rashi on this kasha? So we saw Raya's suggestion that we saw in the Shita Mikubetzes Bishem Tosus HaRash. What is our question again? For focus the question. According to Chiya Barav, who said that Rabbi Yossi's Shita Megalon of Zakol, Amad V'Gadar Servis Meshem Megalon of Zakol, only means Mekan and Bezol, not Avanim, not Kifi Mashigadah. And the question is, if Rabbi Yossi is only Machai by Amad Nikif, and the reason, says the Gemara, is because Goli Daite Dinichalei, so the Goli Daite sounds like it should be Avanim. That's what he did. That's our problem. It's zeroing out on the problem. So the answer so far we saw is that it doesn't really prove that he wants Avanim. It's that when you have three of Avanim and he has to match it, he has to build a fourth wall, so then Kilu has no choice. He's going to match it. Maybe it won't fit otherwise, it won't look good, whatever it is, but it doesn't show that the Etzem, he really is Nichalei to have Avanim. As far as he's concerned, he would really want, and the svar that we're working with is what? His svar is that, as far as I'm concerned, I would be fine with Mekan and Bezol, but this is what I have for the fourth wall. This is what I made, the fourth wall, because I have three. I'll make the fourth wall like that. But really, so it's Avanim only because he has, in the situation that he's presented with, he has to match the three. But really, as far as what he has to pay, now that he's Goli Daite, the Nichale, it's only Nichale to Mekan and Bezol. Nothing's changed in that regard. That would be one viable approach to answer the Rashi. But I want to open up this sugya a little bit and present maybe another in Mahalach. And this is by way of the Rush. It's an interesting thing. The Rush has the following chidush that he states in the sugya. Into the sugya, he inserts another point. Take a look, the last couple of lines of the Rush in Siman Zayin. After he brings our Gemara and then the story that's coming up in Daf Hei, he says, from the word umiyu. Again, he says, the halacha is like Rav Huna, like Rav Yossi, umiyu. The very last three lines in the Rush of Siman Zayin. Says the Rush, umiyu imitchila amalei hanikif. Im takif lo etein lecha klum. Preemptively, the Nikif says, Mr. Makif, if you're going to make these walls, and he's assuming the walls are around the Makif's field, that's the other question, but if you make these walls, I'm not paying you a penny. Now, he's going to provide him with something. He's going to create Shmira for the Nikif, right? He's giving him something. But the Nikif warns him. He says, I'm not paying you if you do these walls. And he adds here, Dila didi sagu b'tir bazuza. Listen to the language. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't need walls. I can manage with, let's say, a shomer, tir bazuz. Then, lo yagvei el agenatir. He just gives him that token amount that he pay for agenatir. That's if the nikif says so up front. Aval, kevin sheshasak, the rosh shechavero hayagoder. But, what's our case discussing? He knew what was going on. He saw it happening. He saw the makif going one wall, two walls, three walls, and then eventually the fourth wall. He didn't say a word. So the assumption is that he's fine with this hekif. And then he has to pay him. What he has to pay him, the Rush inserts in the Gemara a caveat that the nikif can say in the beginning, I'm not paying you for this. What does that mean? What's the svara first? What's the svara here? Go ahead. We're not being, we're talking about a Kenyan here. What does it mean? I'm not paying you. What where's it coming from? So what's the basis of the claim against the nikif? Go back to the root of everything. What's the basis of the claim? What?
There's no hana here.
Well, does it mean there's no hana? That's what I want to know. Is that pshat? There's no hana? We've been thinking about this sugya from the perspective of my hana is X, not Y. Is that what it means? have to think about it. Is that what it means? It's no hana?
It says Michalai.
Yeah, he does say that. He does say that. But what's the root of this argument? Yeah?
Could the Mikaf use the walls before that, when there are just three walls there? Could he use the walls at all for
one? Use it for other things, like to rely, to lean something on.
Well,
here we're talking about he made four walls in the end. I mean, he until four walls is no chiv. There's no chiv until the fourth wall. So you can ask the question after four walls too. I mean, the main advantage, the main benefit is the security. You think, what about using the walls as well?
So I'm saying because originally, if he never got any hana from it originally, so then he never, he's not, and he had no part in that wall before. So
part of his question would relate to whether the walls are the inner walls, in which case, for all we know, it's in his space as well, and he's kone, so then for sure it's his. Or if it's on the perimeter of the outside, then it's not shaykh to him. The only benefit you can think of is the security component, that he's getting the benefit of the shmirah. So if we're assuming now, the Rashi is assuming that it's on the outside of the makif's fields. If you keep that cheshbon also, come back to that. You're saying the taina is that I'm not getting hana. Is that what it means? I'm not getting hana? Or is this something else? It's not the pshat that I'm not getting a benefit. I'm getting benefit. But you can't force me to pay for that. Now, why am I saying this? This is al-derech. He hasn't used these words, but this is going to get us to Ubit for tomorrow. There's a big machokas vishonin. Benogeya, the situation of Yored. Now remember, Yored is what the Shach brought in connection to the idea of Hana, that even though Tosis says that when Hana comes Mimela without the animal's Maisa, without the person getting his guf Hana, but if somehow it someone is Mashbiach, Nichse Chavero, Yoruste Chavero, and he plants over there. So that for sure the person has to pay. But remember, and that's compared to the case of Makif and Nikif. Tosis compares it in Nunches in Bava Kama. That halacha could very well be understood in terms of Hana. But it's not that you took the Hana, I gave you the Hana. But if I'm giving it to you and you're saying, I'm not accepting it, I'm not paying for it, that becomes an independent way to be off the hook. Now, what you find, Lamashal, there in terms of Yored, is if the Lashon that's used by the Rishonim is, you see in the Ramban, we get to it, Tu Eitzecha Vavanecha, and the equates of a person taking his, planting trees, and the other guy's Sada. So we have the case of a Sada, a Suyalita, it's meant to have trees, a Sada She'in a Suyalita, we'll see all about this in Tosis tomorrow. So if the person will say, the guy whose field it is, get rid of it, take your stuff out. Now, that is after the fact. Here, we're talking about something along the same lines, but the Rush is saying you're doing it beforehand. And you say up front, I don't want to have to assume to have to pay for this benefit that you're going to give me. Is it a benefit? No one's saying it's not a benefit. Just like if it's a field. Again, the shayla is when you can say tul eitzacha b'avanacha, big machokes, even by a sada suyalita, or only a sada she'ina suyalita, but a benefit it is, regardless, whether it's meant, designed for it or not. And there the time is that afterwards, here you have the person saying, I'm not interested in paying for this type of benefit. Now, the Rush, why did you say what you said? It's not a hana, because the lashon of the Rush is, because he adds here, that with the disagili, right, v'netir bazuza. Why does he have to say that? He just say, I'm not paying. So I think the answer is because otherwise it's a farce. I mean, I'm not paying. I mean, you obviously want me to do this. You obviously are interested in this. You obviously want me to do this. So he has to say, no, I would manage without it. But it's not that this claim doesn't mean like we were saying in the Gemara. That it's ki'ilu, that's not quote, I got benefit. I got benefit. But I'm not paying for this. You can't impose this on me. Now the Rash doesn't tell you where he gets this from. That the Nikiv can say this up front, but the Rash goes on and says, but if he's quiet and doesn't say anything, so then, mistama nichale, and then you have to pay. What would you say, according to the Rash, if the Nikiv didn't know that the Makiv was doing, he went on vacation, and meanwhile, while he's on vacation, the Makiv builds four walls, and comes back from vacation, and he's got the security of the four walls, and the Nikiv says, I don't want it, and I won't have to pay. What would you say, according to the Rash? Would he have to pay or not? No, because he didn't know. The only svara is, if he sees him doing it, he shows him mistama nichale. The Eger points out, not in all the covetous do they have this, but it's on Daf Hey, but he references this Rush in part of a larger discussion with Tosus there, but he mentions that the Rush, there's also Ramban. So he says there's an afkamina between the Rush and the Ramban, and he says that the Rush says, Hecha deshasik v'ra v'lo micha gila daita denichale. Mashma be'emes, ilu ra'a v'lo haya beveso. Then you can come back, and this is why I see in the, by the way, this is my raya that I'm, what I'm saying is not, you know, those is pshat in the Rush. That the Rush is not saying a new svara, I didn't get hana. Listen to the Rikvega, he certainly learned up like this. He says, it's mashma from the Rush, ilu ra'a v'lo haya beveso, miyad kishab v'lo veso, yachal lomar, tu eitzecha v'avanecha. Again, the Rush did not use the word tul eitzecha v'avanecha, that's the jargon in connection to Yored. When I say, it's my field, you came and planted fields, trees on my field, go take your trees, take your trunks, take your stones, take it all, get rid of it. So the Rush would hold that ilo ra v'lo haya beveso, then he could say, to yitzacha b'avanecha. The ilo b'ramban, lo nakad alashin sheshasek v'ra. Rak stam, the dafka b'micha metchila. Ava b'lo micha lo. But mashma af and makom deleka hochacha shahaya lo limchos kosher lo micha mechayvinoso zel hefesh yesh b'nei. Then he goes on with this. Again, the whole context for now is not for us to look at. But just I'm showing you that the Rebbe Akiva Eiger equates this sentence of the Rush with the idea that a person could say to the one who's yored the sadehu and plants trees tuleit zecha v'avanecha, and he finds a nafkamin between what he finds is shita saramban. That you can say it up front, but not later. And the Rush, that in theory you could say it later too, if you didn't know about it before. But if you knew about it and you said nothing, it's ki'ilu yor nichale, therefore you can't say it later. But meanwhile, what I see in Rav Kveger is his understanding of the Rush is that the Rush is saying a new vart, that the Nikiv can say, you can't be machayev me by that which you are be mashbiach, my field, by idea of yored by coming and giving me the security. If I'm telling you up front that I'm not paying for it, I don't want to have to pay for it. I'm fine without anything. I'm fine with a little guard. I'll give you the guarantee. I'll give you that. But this does not mean that we don't view this as that I got that profit. But even if I got that profit, but if I put down my line and I say I don't want you to have to pay for that, I can do without it. Not that he didn't give it to you. He gave you that profit. But if I'm telling you that I'm not nichale, I could be fine with less. So the notice, the profit, the benefit is there. But as far as I'm concerned, I didn't need it. It's a different way of looking at it than saying it's not that I did not get that benefit in my mind because I could do less. No, because I could do less, therefore I'm not paying for that benefit that you're giving me. I'm telling you in the beginning. Once it's nichale, that's different. Yeah.
According to the Rush, What's mitchila?
A good question. It's a good question. What point is the konicha in the stomach right away? No, if he sees it, obviously he's on it.
Does he know he's going to build the rest of the
thing? No.
But you would think not?
I would say the fourth wall.
The fourth wall itself?
Instead
here.
Of putting up one wall, it means four walls.
Mitchila amalei im takif lo etin lechakulam. Doesn't say that only after. The last words of the Rush. So obviously there's a point early on that it's a bit too late. Now, let's take it a step further. The Rosh says a very nice chiluk. Where did Rosh get this from? Where did this come from? This new vort that the person has the right to say, granted, I got, you know, you gave me something, but I'm not interested in it. I could do without it. I could do with just interior bazooza. He has to pay him that and no more. But again, not because it's not viewed as if he got the revach, the benefit. It's that to the extent that he says, I don't want you to give it to me, he's not mochayev to pay for it. Where did this come from? So this is an amazing thing. Rabbeinu Yonah, we looked at Rabbeinu Yonah right earlier. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah always has, after every sugya, a paragraph that begins, Ola b'yadeinu. By the way, that's why they call it, in Baba Basra, Alios Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Because every sugya, he brings you the maskana, right? The Ola b'yadeinu is, what comes out is the following. So that way he's known for the Ola b'yadeinu, is Alios Rabbeinu Yonah. So in this paragraph of Ola b'yadeinu, let's just look together. Look what he says, something very interesting. In the middle of this paragraph, so he brings the halacha to be again the halacha like Rav Huna and so on. Middle of the piece, ukshanu mechayven es hanikif dafke kisheshasak b'shashi gadar. That's where I want to start from. See if you can pick that up, okay? I don't know which kovitz you have. It's in one kovitz, it's on the Amud Tes, about 12 or so lines from the top, right side, last word on the line. Ukisha'anu mechayvin es hanikif. That's where I am. Okay, the halfway through the piece of the paragraph of Yadenu, right before Daf Hey. Ukisha'anu mechayvin es hanikif, dafka kisheshosak b'shosh shegada chavero. Okay, this is like the Rashi we just read. It's only when with shosak b'shosh shegada. Avo in micha b'shas hageder. Again, you have to know how to define b'shas hageder. What's the deadline? Okay, b'shas hageder. V'yomar and he'll say, "Ledidi sagli b'netir bazuza, tanaso taina." The claim is valid. Ukimo she'ein mechayvin osoligdor imo b'tchila. Just like we're not mechayvin to have to pay l'chatchila to the expenses of building this fence. Since he was moch at the time that the guy was doing the fence, and he informed him, he told him, "I'm not interested in paying you for the cost of these fences." So this is all from the Rush, right? The AFLP, shezen nene v'zelu chasachayv. Even though Zen Nenev Zelchasa, he comes out Lamaskana, should be at your chayiv. Which means to say, this guy had to do anyway for himself, and meanwhile, I'm getting Hana, so why shouldn't I have to be for Hana? There's a chayiv of Hana here. Harei Zet Toin Taina Nechona. He has a good claim. She'ein Otsarach Otsaras Binyaz. I don't need this. Listen carefully now. Ube Perakate Zet Aregel Hoya Talmud Medakdek. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya. The Zen Nenev Zeluchas of Patur, that Zen Nenev Zeluchas was Patur midivrei ha'omer. She'im amad makif gadol zavias Patur. What is he referring to? What Gemara? The Gemara says, Taima and of Yossi is amad nikif. The Gemara's assumption is of Yossi is only amad nikif. Hag amad makif is Patur. The Gemara is assuming it's Zen Nenev Zeluchas must be Patur. Uparchinan, so Zen Nenev Zeluchas is chayiv. So what do you mean? Amid Makiv should be chayiv as well. So what did the Gemara answer there, that Lana Gemara? Shiny Hassan, now we have to look at that Lana Gemara. Shiny Hassan says the Gemara, now why is Rav Yossi say Amid Makiv Pater? The Omar Lididi Sagili Benetira Barzuza. Now, this is talking right after the fact. Rav Yossi agrees Zen Nenev Zeluchas is chayiv. But the reason why Ahmed Makipater is because he can make this argument even afterwards. Well, we hold not like that. We hold Amad Makiv is Chayiv. So it says Rabbi Yonah, listen how he does. Va'anan de Kaimelon, we who hold Shem Amad Makiv v'gadar Savi is Chayiv, v'eino yachal liton l'acha shegadar chaveru didi sarim tirezuzah. So we hold you can't do it afterwards. It's too late. What did the Rosh say? What's the reason? Because by then already mistama what? Nichalei. Mikol makam shaminan mina. We can see from that line of Gemara this much. Shem yito mitchilak shebachaveru l'gadar didi sarim tirezuzah tenasu taina. Okay, stop right here. Abosai, what did the Rebbe Yonah do for us? He gave us a mucker for what the Rosh is telling us in the Gemara Bava Kam. In Rabbi Yossi, that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says that even after the fact he can say it, because apparently Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that just because he was quiet, we hold Nichalei. No, Rabbi Yossi holds he can make that kind of later as well. He says, Rabbi Yonah, we don't go that far. But Chathila he could. Comes out when the Gemara uses that Svara in Bava Kama. Shiny hustle. Rabbi Yossi agrees. Rabbi Yossi's Amad Makib being Pater. Is really Zenem Zel Chasser is Chayiv, but with the D Sagim Tir Bazuza, what does the Gemara mean above a comma? When the Gemara says, the Gemara is basically saying a Svara that he could say, even afterwards, I don't need this. I can do with less. Not, meaning not pshat that I didn't get this benefit, it's not a benefit for me. I don't need the benefit. The svara the Rosh is saying halacha, and Rabbi Yonah halacha that could be in the beginning, but not later. Rabbi Yossi would hold even later. So what's the svara? He could say, "I'm not interested in paying for this. I don't need it. I could have done well with just Tira Bezuzah." But what is the time of a Tira Bezuzah that it's not a benefit to me? What? I don't need the benefit. I can do without it. I can do without it. But the Rosh would say, you're not believed, because if you were quiet until now, obviously you're happy with it. Now, Rabbi Yossi, I ask you a question. Rabbi Yossi holds Amad Makiv is Pater for that reason. But what is Chayiv? Amad Nikiv. So let's ask ourselves, why is Amad Nikiv Chayiv? So until now, we were thinking in terms of what? Well, in Tirat, Udisagi, Bitar Zuza, so Baal Batish, right? So you can say, for me, I'm not getting benefit from that. But you are. You're going to die to the Now we have to speak more Gamdish. What is the reason why you're Pater by Ahmed Makif? Not because you're not getting a benefit, but that I don't need the benefit. Therefore, you can't impose a Chiv on me. But that's true if you're giving it to me. I don't need the benefit you're giving me. But if I took the benefit myself, I went and built the fourth wall, I was lukeach that, so that of course you have to pay. Because I went, I actually physically brought the, it's not just a pshat, it's a way to know that I really get a benefit. That was never the question. It is a benefit. That's not the point. But I don't need it. But if you took it, of course you're chayiv. Two separate issues going on. Now, let's come back to Rashi in our Gemara. Maybe it's not a kasha anymore that Rabbi Yonah asked on Rashi. From the perspective of what is the benefit in the fourth wall, now they have four walls, what does Chiya Barav say in Rabbi Yossi? What is the benefit? Is it the benefit of Avanim, or is the benefit that of Kanim? What's the taina here in the Gemara? What did Rashi say? And let's take it, we'll come to it earlier and I'll come in a second. But what is the svara of Chiya Barav, the way we explained it? What did Rashi say? Chiya Barav says that Megalon Sakol and Rabbi Yossi means to make kanim bezol, the Amar Lei Ledidi Sagli Begeder Kanim, the EF Shabbatsar shall get Ravan. How did we learn Pshat? What does that mean? For me, the benefit that you can assess here is a benefit of Mekanim, not of Ravan. You gave me Avanim, but the benefit is only to Mekan. That's true. What happens if the fourth wall is built by the Nikif of Avanim? Does it show that the benefit for him is Avanim? So we had the Rush in Shidim Mekubeses. What did we see? That doesn't show anything, even by Amad Nikif. Because from the perspective of what is the benefit is Mekanim. Why did I make Avanim? Because I saw it. I saw the three were Avanim. I have to match. But there's something else. What's Amad Nikif? What does Amad Nikif make you chayiv? Because the other reason, why is what's the other spot that you should be pater? That I don't need this benefit. Rav Yossi says, I'm a Nakiv is Pata because I don't need it. You can't impose this chiv on me. I'm not going. Even though it's afterwards, he could say it afterwards as well. We don't say Goli died. We don't say because he was quiet. But if I took it myself, I did three woes, you said nothing, it means you must be happy with it. You do need it. You said nothing. No, I don't need it. I didn't speak. But I'm a Nakiv, you took it yourself. So of course you have to pay. But how much do you have to pay? Only how much benefit did you have? Two separate Lididisagiris. It's not the same. Lamashal, in the earlier Gemara, the other Ukimta in the Gemara, of Chiba Rav, what's the Machokas about? What did Rabbi Yossi hold the Mekana? What did Tanakama hold the first Nafkamina? What did Tanakama hold? You only have to pay Agar Natira. So the way we learn Pshat, what does it mean, Agar Natira? Because the Tanakama says, what is the benefit that I got? That the same way Rashi says by Dmei Kanan, that's what I got. I got the benefit of Dmei Kanan here, even though it's a stone wall. Agar Natira, that's my benefit. For example, Chara, in that Nafkamina, until you get to the last Nafkamina, the Gemara is assuming, Lo Shna Amad Makif, Lo Shna Amad Nikif. Right? So now I ask you, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi both agree, Lo Shna Amad Makif, Lo Shna Amad Nikif. And how much do you have to pay, according to the Tanakam? According to Rabbi Yossi, how much do you have to pay? To make Kanan. And what does the Tanakama hold? You only have to pay Agar Natira. And what about Amad Nikif? Why do you have to pay Agar Natira? He's Megal Adas. He wants Avanim. He doesn't even need a gather at all. Agar Natira. Why would the Tanakama hold by Amad Nikif that he pays whatever, Avanim or Mekanim? He shouldn't have to pay for it at all because he should have to, I'm sorry, why does he only pay Agar Natira? He should have to pay for a wall. The answer is, what does it mean, Agar Natira, in our Gemara? In our Gemara means, that's my benefit. What's the hanna that you gave me? That's my hanna. I don't pay more than the hanna you gave me. That's the Svar in our Gemara. So, even by Amad Nikif, in Hanami, that's not... It's not going to change. What are we trying to say, basically? That when we see the Svaru with this Sagiri, B'tir Bazuza, it can mean two different things. In our Gemara, within Rashi, this is, the Svara is to define how much benefit I got. In the Sugya in Bava Kamma, Rabbi Yonah sends us there to explain for the Rash, the Svara is that I can say, I'm not paying for this. I don't need this benefit. I'm not paying for it. Like, Tulei Tzacha Bavanech. That, and Rabbi Yossi holds it can do it even afterwards, and we hold the Halach, it can do it before and not afterwards. So, what was the original kasha on Rashi? How can Rabbi Yossi hold Amad Nik if you're still going to pay the Mekanim? If you're Goli Das, obviously you want more? No. As far as what your benefit is, your benefit remains the benefit of the Mekanim. Why you Chayiv Begalganus HaKol? Because the Taina is, I'm not paying for the benefit, that I don't need that benefit. Not that it's not a benefit to me. Not that I didn't get that benefit. The share of the benefit is the Mekana. But I'm not paying for it. So that, Goli Daite, if I'm taking the Hana myself, of course I have to pay for it. This is, I think, another way that we can look at Rashi and try to answer for Rashi. Again, this is going to help us to discuss more about this union of Yoreid and whatever. Any questions, we'll try to clarify. Yeah. Barak Noam.
So at the end of the day, we're saying that the kasha was that on Rabbi Yossi, on Rashi and Rabbi Yossi, was that if he were to build the fourth wall himself, we're saying with Avanim even? build a fourth
wall. Yeah, because
wall
as far as what I use for the fourth wall, we can always fall back on what the Shita Mekubetzes says. That I just did that because as a matter of convenience. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, let's say I don't even need a wall at all, I could just use a shomer. But if there are three walls already, so I'll pay for a fourth wall to have four walls. But that doesn't mean my benefit is benefit of walls. My benefit is a shomer. The benefit is Mekanim, and I made fourth wall of Avanim. I just did that because I want to match the three walls. But doesn't define as the benefit as being the benefit of the walls. My benefit is the benefit of the... That's one issue.
That's one mahalath, I'm saying. You're saying that's the null aspect?
That's the null aspect. And that could have itself answered Rashi. But once I see the Rashi, Ben Yonah, I think we have another angle here with Rashi, because the idea is that the reason why Amad Nikif is Chayiv is because there's no longer the claim that I don't need it. You can't mechayev me this because I don't need the benefit. You gave me a benefit. I don't need it because you took it yourself. So it's a different nichale. It's not nichale in terms of defining the hana is not what you would otherwise think it is. The hana is greater. It's the hana is what it is regardless. But do I need it? You see, you need it. You did it for yourself. You took it for yourself.
But make hana bizol.
That's right, because Meikana Bezol is the Svar B'chi Barabbas says, what do I see here? What benefit do we see this person got? He got the benefit of what for him would have been the fence. Meikana Bezol would have given the security. He would have been fine with that type of a security fence. Therefore, that's considered the benefit that the person actually gave him. That's what he got. But that's one issue. But now the other issue is, even if you could define the benefit as being what it is, but if I have a right to say, I'm not paying for that benefit, that hashbacha, that benefit that you're giving me, because I could do without it. I could do with something much less. That's a separate type of a taina. That's, again, I started with the rush, and I brought Rabbi Kiva Eger in just to show you that he understood the rush in terms of this idea that I can say, just get rid of your stuff, I don't want it. Tulei tzecha bavanecha, the idea that you could say bayore. That's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger saw in the rush. And then Rabbeinu Yonah brings that sheet of the Rush, and he says that's what the Gemara meant in Bava Kama with Rabbi Yossi, that he could do it even afterwards, because he didn't assume that because you were quiet until now, you're Nichalei. Could say later too. We hold not that, we hold only in the beginning. So if that's true, then it comes out what the Gemara said in Bava Kama, that Rabbi Yossi holds Amen Makit Potter, because Gedidi Sagim Tir Bazuza is not the same as what the Gemara says over here when it says, let's say, Aganatir Ikebeinayu, or Fchibarav, that the Mekanim Rashi says, because I could do well with Kanim. It's not the same Svara. The way we umazbir Rashi, what the Gemara is saying over here in Agamar is that's for me what would be fine. Therefore, you cannot see that I got any Hana more than that. That's the level Hana that you gave me. Whether it's Aganatir for the Tanakama coin, the first answer, whether it's Mekanim Bezol, that's the level Hana that you can say you gave me. That's our sugya. What you see in Igmar Bava Kama is another angle, and that is that even to the extent that you view the hana on a certain level, but if I'm saying I don't need that, then I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to pay for hana you gave me that I didn't ask for. Thank you, but no thank you. Tulei tzecha bavanecha. It's a different vart. Moshe. Question? No? Sure? I thought you were asking. Okay. You could. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, so for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I want to start on Tosfos. It's the second